Was your son a student at the time when the schools were still segregated here? Or was he too young at that point?
Yes, he was of his first grade.
Okay.
He was in first.
But then after that, when he went to second grade is when the schools then became integrated. Okay. Do you recall if he ever shared with you any experiences he may have had or any sort of reaction after the schools were integrated?
Yes. He didn't, but someone did, one of the students did, because we were, he said, the teacher made Larry sit in the hallway. I said, for what? And I said, Larry, for what? So I got home, my husband was here because he worked nights. And so we went back up to the school and we talked with the principal about why was he in the hallway. And so he said, I didn't know anything about it. And so the teacher said that he threw some scissors. And so I said, I know my child. And so Larry said, I did not throw those scissors. And said, the little girl threw it at me. And so he brought the teacher in. So he asked the teacher, he said, do you see him? No, but she said he did. So I don't know who. She went on and told her mother what had happened. So her mother asked her the same thing, said, who threw the scissors first? And the little girl said, she did. And so she said, but he got in trouble. And she said, oh no. And so the next day we all, you know, they had a meeting with her and him. And the teacher came back and apologized. And I told her this. I said, before you accuse him or any student, don't ask another student and make sure you are right. Be fair with the student. I said, be fair with him. And so she said, well, I'll apologize to you. I said, you need to apologize to Larry. You did it. And so the principal said, he'll take it up. He did.
So the other student apologized, but did the teacher apologize?
Yes, the principal told her she need to apologize to him. And he told the teacher he was not going to have that in his school.